Barry Butler is a photographer whose images I discovered, like so many of you have, about a year ago. And I've just been amazed at how well and amazingly he captures Chicago. And I don't know if this is going to bring you any solace or relief these days, but it is a beautiful city that you're not getting a chance to enjoy so much. But Barry is still posting pictures regularly, and he joins us on WGN. Hey, Barry, it's John Williams. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. And John, those are very kind words. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. You're amazing.
I don't think we'll be talking any COVID here, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's in a way, everything is about COVID. But I think I've been a fan of yours pre-COVID. But I think in a way, what you do right now is almost valuable to people. Barry, do you get that sense?
Yeah. You know, there's a reaction right now because I think, you know, people are looking for diversions. They're looking for some happiness. And the one thing that has not been affected by COVID is our, is the weather, is the beauty of our city, and yeah, I'm doing my darndest to find those opportunities right now. Even this morning, I was on Michigan Avenue, right along the river there, and I noticed a good number of the areas where they typically have the tulips come up every year are starting to come up, It was a foggy morning. It still continues to be foggy, but it was just, there was something about seeing those tulips that just brought a lot of hope. And I posted that this morning, I think sometime after 8 o'clock, and people were happy to see it. They felt like, you know, again, that there was some hope there.
Barry Butler's on a phone line. If I follow him on Twitter, it's just Barry Butler. Is that right, Barry?
Barry Butler 9.
Barry Butler 9. Is that the handle? And is that for all of your social media?
Same on Instagram, and then on Facebook, it's Barry Butler Photography.
Barry Butler Photography on Facebook. You will thank me if you don't already follow this guy. So his images appear, and they're just, you know, the thing about a good photographer is not just that they got the good equipment and they know how to operate it, but that they see these moments. I mean, there are times where I think, how did you catch that? And they're not usually of animals in full flight. It's more just moments in the city. They're landscapes, right?
Yeah. So that's really my background is a landscape photographer, and all the shots that I take are virtually all planned ahead of time, typically 24 hours ahead of time. So I'm looking for a variety of things. What kind of drama is in the sky? What kind of clouds that we have? What's the wind? And where is that light coming through? Or do we have the moon coming through at a certain time of the day that would be kind of neat in that one spot? So I do a lot of research ahead of time. I would love it if I could just show up to a spot and it just turns into something really nice. But
right.
I do plan it ahead of time. And most of the time, I'm right. There's a little bit of this, like it's fishing. You go to that fishing hole, and you're feeling good, and all of a sudden, nothing bites that day. And I have those days, but most of the time, I come back with something.
Well, that does explain it then, because I think a lot of us just hope that when we're at the lake, something cool will, be there for us. And you seem to have, evidently thought it through. Do you use a drone then, too? How am I seeing elevated shots?
Yeah, so there's a variety of ways that I'll capture those shots. A helicopter is something I prefer to use because there's just so much mobility. You can be so much higher. You can use a better camera. So that's my preference, and I'll be up there fairly often. I haven't been up in the past few weeks because it's just not good to be close to the pilot, even though the doors are open and I'm hanging out. But drone technology is great. It gives you, again, another perspective. But, we have challenges with drones in this town. First of all, there's, certain areas where we can't fly those.
Right.
And then, if it's super windy, then there's a challenge. And then another thing that I have is just access to rooftops. So that
right.
That plays into a lot with what I do as well.
You rent a helicopter to take pictures?
Yes. Yeah.
Holy cow. And then, so how do you make a living then, Barry? Because I'm looking at your stuff for free. How do I pay you?
So I sell a lot of prints, and people buy them for their homes or they're buying them for their offices. Fortunately, we have a lot of people who love this city. And then there are people who are in the city, but then there are people who have moved away. I'm often sending stuff internationally, people who have moved from Chicago.
Oh, and, yeah, right.
You know, want something for their home. And then I do a lot of work for companies where they need shots for their social media. They need it for their advertising. So that is something I do fairly often.
You have a book, too. You have a book, right?
Yeah, I have a book, yeah, and calendars. I sell calendars every year, and that's a big seller. But the book is the latest, and that's taken me some time to do. I have a book that's now on sale. It should be shipping in mid-June. This is all based on when the print shop could get back up and rolling here. But it's 124 pages long. And it's basically a portfolio, so I'm not spending a lot of time with a lot of text. You're getting a lot of photos in there, well over 100 photos. There's panoramas in there, and it's a hardcover book. And I'm real critical of my work, but I have to say that I'm real proud of what
what's the title?
What's put together here.
What's the title?
It's called Chicago, a City Above All. And on the cover was done at the last minute, and the title, too. I had a different title. I had a different cover, and we had some really great fog that came through, and I took a shot of it with the city looking like it was above the clouds, and lo and behold, it created the title, created the book cover, and boom, I was finally done with my book. And then I've broken out the book into four pieces. The chapters are flow, spirit, drama, and light. The flow is views from the river, views from the lake. Spirit is really kind of showing a lot of the fun stuff that we have in the city, the air show, the sports celebrations that we do, St. Patrick's Day, the fireworks, holiday time. And drama is the storms. I love shooting storms coming through, so the lightning hitting the buildings. You'll see those type of images in there. And then light is all the wonderful, spectacular sunrise, sunsets that we have in the city. And so that's how I've broken up the book. And like I said, I'm real proud of it, and I hope people will enjoy it. I really think if you love Chicago, you'll love the book.
Yeah, I haven't seen the book, but I've seen your work, and I'll second that. One last thing, the color. Do you color those photos, or are those the actual colors as they appear in the moment?
Yeah, so I started photography in the days of film, so you had to get it right in the camera, right from when you shot it. So I manage my lights, so I will have a filter on the front of the camera to reduce the amount of light maybe that's high in the sky. I do basically when I take that shot and put it back into my computer, I just process it back to how I saw it. So I'm not in a situation where I'm manipulating it to something that wasn't there.
Wow.
I don't believe in that. It's just first of all, that's a waste of my time. If I'm sitting on a computer, that takes me away from shooting. So typically, I process. You remember when we had Photomat?
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically the extent of it. I put it in my computer, do a couple of quick adjustments, and then boom, it's ready to go. And if you notice, if you see me on social media, especially like if there's a lightning shot, I'll take it, and then 2 minutes later, it's up on social media. So I really don't spend time sitting in front of the computer. I find that boring.
That's why I want to travel. That's why I want to travel with you, because I'm like, holy cow, I've never seen such gorgeous views of the city, and I come downtown every day. But you seem to, like you said, have timed it out. You know what to anticipate, and the images that your eye has seen and that you've captured in your camera are just one after another, the most colorful, gorgeous views of our city. Props to you, man. Okay, so the book, order it, is Chicago, a City Above All, I presume via Amazon or something like that,
no.
Or should I go to your website?
No, I feel Amazon has gotten enough money. So it's coming through my website, which is BarryButlerPhotography.com.
All right, BarryButlerPhotography.com. Good luck to you, Barry. Keep taking pictures of the city. It does give me true peace every time I look at them. It's really art, sir.
Well, thanks, John, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You have a good day. That's BarryButlerPhotography.com.